Hey, Taben.
Yes.
So you're a mathy pup.
I am.
Did you hear about the mathematician who's afraid of negative numbers?
That does not sound like a very good mathematician. No, I did not. Tell me all about it.
He'll stop at nothing to avoid them.
That is very, very true. There is a lot of truth to that. Right? All you furs out there, Raina is smart raccoon. He knows these things. You know who's also smart?
Who?
I'm glad you asked. Marriage counselors. So my friends went to a marriage counselor the other day, and the counselor asked them, "What brings you here today?" And the wife said, "Well, he's impossible to live with. He's just too literal." And the husband said, "My truck." I mean, right?
Right?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really argue with
that. You can't fault his logic.
No, you cannot. As you can. And you know, my hubby's very smart too.
Oh, I know.
He's very, as you know. But he asked me the other day, apparently I'm not treating him well these days, because he asked me, "Why don't you treat me like you did when we were first dating?" So I took him to dinner and a movie, then dropped him off at his parents' house. And now there is music. I am hearing music.
Yes, there is music. And it is swelling and doing all the music-y things. Hello, greetings, Mubark Fluff, and felicitous salutations to every fur in the Potiverse. I'm your guest host this week on Barely Furcasting featuring Taben, and I'm joined by that most flufferific pup, Taben. How the fluff are you, my friend?
Well, apparently I'm a little bit flufferific, and that's wonderful. It makes me just feel wonderful and fluff and things. And I'm going to stop there and say, how are you, Mr. Rain? How are you doing?
I am doing good. I am so busy because Mr. Barely is away on his birthday bonanza extravaganza.
He is.
And so he's left everything in my charge. Luckily, I got what will be this weekend's episode finished last night and uploaded. So
very good. Very exciting.
Furs won't be like, "What's going on? Why is there no BFFT?"
And they won't have you. If there is none, they won't have you to blame for.
Right.
But yeah, then they'll have the internet. Which also would raise other questions and mystery. Like, where
yes,
is it then?
Yes. Yeah, I put it on the internet. If it doesn't show up when it's supposed to show up, it's not my fault.
It's the internet's fault now.
It's the internet's fault. So, Taben, I see you have words. Have you said all your words?
I do. This is so you know how, like, I ask furs for rant for, like, words for me to, like, just randomly say on the show? Well, today, we've got a lot of words today. Like, there is a lot of...
Ooh, I like words.
Yeah. No, so these are good. There's actually really good ones here. So
I'm a lexicologically endowed raccoon.
Are you now? Okay, good.
I am.
We'll see if you know what some of these things mean. So shout out to all the furs. I'll say their name and then give them a shout out at the end. So thank you very much in advance for all the wonderful words that you gave me today, all these furs. First one is from Sam. That is Sammy2947 from the Furlandia chat. And his husband, Robert. So they actually kind of had to do teamwork on this
one. Tag-teamed it.
They tag-teamed it. And their word is discombobulated.
Oh, I know that word. I get that way a lot.
I know. And yes. Yeah, definitely this pup does too. And, you know, I've always said, and I know it's been, I know the proper pronunciation is discombobulated, but I've always said discombobulated. So bop. There's a bop in there.
Well, because you are a pup and you like to bop things.
I do. So maybe it should actually be
yes.
Discompopulated.
That would work too.
That would work too. Yeah. So that was Sammy and his husband Robert from Asteris from the Denver chat. It is two words, derivation and metanoia. I didn't practice pronouncing this. So it's the word metanoia. And I didn't know what it means.
Metanoia. I guess for me to know you, I would have had to met you.
It's so true.
I met to know you. That's
good to know
all
you.
I've got for that one. I mean, I know the other one. The other words, yeah, that's a mathy word.
It's a mathy word. So metanoia apparently is a transformative change of heart, especially a spiritual conversion.
Oh, yeah. So it's like when I met you.
It's like when I met you, exactly. For better or for worse, exactly. From Leah Morgan, also from the Denver chat, anexiphilia.
Oh, I don't know. That sounds really like you need to get a cream for it.
It really sounds like we need Lux to give us one of her many special creams for that. It is the act of falling in yes. love with someone entirely inappropriate by someone who should know better. So it's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. From Salted Duncan from the TFF chat, iridocyclitis.
I have no idea on that one.
It's a medical thing having to do with the iris, with the eye or something like that.
Oh.
I don't want it.
I've got lots of medical problems with my eyes, and I am glad I don't have that one.
I'm glad there is one you don't have. That's wonderful.
Yeah, me too.
And there's
I can't
more.
Afford
there's
all this stuff.
All these stuff. From Aquafox the Zorro, also from the TFF chat. He had a word, I think, last week or the week before. Tetrasodium hexametaphosphate.
Ooh, well, I know that's a chemical, but I don't know what chemical it is.
It's a chemical. I didn't know. He had to tell me it's used to make marshmallows. I'm not sure what part of the marshmallow. But
I love that chemical. Because marshmallows are awesome. I 100% support that chemical.
We support that tetrasodium hexametaphosphate. Vincent Hayes, also in the TFF chat, says his word is anti-disestablishmentarianism. Good word, good word.
Oh, I know that one. Yeah, thanks to the Beastie Boys, I know that one.
Do-do-do-do, anti-disestablishmentarianism. Okay, good. From Casey Anderson from the Denver chat, her word is wolf. Very good word, very good word.
That's a good one. I know that one.
I know that one. From Grovel Husky from the FC chat, the word is beep.
Beep is a good word. I know roadrunners that really like that word.
Beep, beep.
I've heard they really like that one. And last but not least, I saved this one for last because it's actually the best one of the bunch. From Zip Zitch Nada from the A&W chat, the word is bacon. And I felt like that's the best one to end on.
Bacon. Bacon is a lovely word.
It's a lovely word. So that was a lot of words from lots of different chats. There's the Ferlandia chat, the Denver chat, TFF chat, FC chat, and the A&W chat.
Wait.
So shout out
how
to
how did you get words from the TFF chat?
Well, there were one, two, three.
But how did you get words from the TFF chat? I thought you were banned.
I was banned from the official one, but I found there's an unofficial one that I found, and they haven't banned me.
Okay. All right.
Oh, there's a note here on Aquafox's word. He suggested for me to sing his word to the Oscar Mayer song. And I meant to practice that before, Pa, but I forgot all about until I just saw my note right now. So I'm going to try and do that now. Help me remember the Oscar. This is so stupid that we're doing this. So thank you, all you furs. If you're still listening, you're amazing. But I'm gonna continue. So let's see. I wish I were.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar wiener.
That's right.
That is what I truly like to be.
That's right. Okay, so.
Because if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener,
and that's all I want for me or something. So the word is. Tetrasodium hexametaphosphate. Tetrasodium hexametaphosphate. Aqua the Zero, I'm doing this just for you. Tetrasodium hexametaphosphate. Ta-da!
Ta-da! Yeah, I really only know that song because I like Demolition Man.
There you go.
And Demolition Man, all the music that they're allowed to have is old television jingles.
Oh, I did not know that. That's true. That's actually very, very true. So I'll shout out once again to Sammy and husband Robert and Astorius, Leah Morgan, Salt Duncan, Aquafox the Zorro, Vincent Hayes, Casey Anderson, Grovel Husky, and Zip Zilch Nada. Thank you so much for all those words.
Yes.
And there it is. There is.
And I know a few of those furs.
And amazing. That's just amazing.
I chat with some of those furs.
You do? Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm so excited. I wish.
They're very nice furs.
Very nice furs. Okay. Those are my words. Hi.
Those are your words. I think we are about at the pass today. So I have no pass today because I have been stuck editing last week's episode. So I really don't have a pass for today. What about you? No.
I also do not have a pass today. I do not have a wonderful, good excuse like you did. I just don't. That's all.
While the bear's away, the pup will play.
While the bear's away, the pup will play. Oh, but I do have, you, as you'll see in my notes, there is a thing after the pass that we don't have today.
Five quick puns?
I do. Perhaps. I have five quick puns if you would like to partake in listening to me do that once again.
Let us have some quick puns.
Well, it begins like this. Colleagues at my work have been writing names on their food in the office fridge. I'm currently eating a yogurt named Susan. The worst season to be a free solo climber is fall. I can't take my dog to work anymore, as the ducks just keep biting him, but I'm really not surprised because he's purebred. Finally, my winter fat has gone. Finally! Now I only have spring rolls. A dinosaur that crashes his car is a Tyrannosaurus Rex. And those are my five quick puns for the week. Yay! Okay, did it.
All right. So moving right along, we are now at the obscure movie quotes. So I've got three movie quotes this week that all share the same theme. They're all quotes from space movies that were released between 1979 and 1980. So in the prime time of this raccoon's childhood. Yes. These are some of my favorite movies, and some of them are a little obscure, and some of them are really silly, but they're fun. So with that, we'll start off with our first one. Are you ready, pup?
I am ready.
Okay, here's our first quote.
There are three basic types, Mr. Pizer: the wills, the won'ts, and the can'ts. The wills accomplish everything, the won'ts oppose everything, and the can'ts won't try anything.
So if any fur knows what that is, please hit us up in the chat.
Because this and pup now definitely our does second not know.
One. See, I got the pup stumped. And our second one is this one.
Showing my backside to those mutant sons of bitches. I can't believe it. You got no backbone, kid. When Zed was your age...
My job is to find mercenaries. I'm not Zed.
You bet. Not even a pale imitation.
And that was our second movie quote.
I don't have any idea. Yeah, so please, all you furs, write us in and let us know if you got that one.
All right, and our final one. I think some furs will definitely get this one. Especially if they're kind of gray muzz like me. So here's our third one.
Clytus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
How peaceful it looks.
And that was our third obscure movie quote for this week. Yes. So hit us up in the chat. Let us know if you know what these quotes are from. And remember, they're all space movies.
I'm not going to say what I think the third one is. I think I know. Well, maybe. I'm not going to say it.
Should know the third one. It's
okay.
It's a bad movie, but it's so bad it's good.
Then I definitely know what it is. Okay, I know what it is. Well, all you first write us in and let us know. And before I do my obscure movie quotes, because last week I had this idea that I would have three obscure movie quotes and, well, barely now Rain, because he's the co-host this week, would have some, so I'll have some too. I wanted to ask, what was your favorite of my five quick puns? Because you laughed at one of them.
It was the first one I thought was pretty funny.
Oh, that I'm eating a yogurt named Susan?
Yes.
That was good. I liked it too. I'll give you the answers for last week's. So.
Okay. Give us the answers.
If any of you didn't hear my obscure movie quotes from last week, like fast forward a little bit or something, because I'm going to tell you the answer now, but, or don't, I mean, whatever. So
yeah.
My last week's movies quotes were, the first one was, go ahead, make my day. And that was Dirty Harry. Mm,
indeed.
And the second one was, well, I'll let you guess, Rain. See if you, okay. You know, the second one was, I'll be back.
Ooh, that would be Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Governator.
Wow.
In Terminator.
You know you're like obscure stuff. Okay. And the third one was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
That was The Wizard of Oz.
Wow. You know not, things.
Yes, but don't spell it with A-H-H-H-S because that is a completely different movie.
That is a completely different movie.
You will be shocked at that movie. So
maybe I won't O-Z. Look into that now. Okay, good.
Yeah. Don't you want the one that's spelled O-Z. That's O-Z. The good one.
So my three obscure quotes, and these are pretty tough, actually. I'll be excited to hear if any forgets these. So let us know. Write us into the chat. I'm sending us email, whatever stuff, and let us know. So the first one is, Houston, we have a problem.
That's a difficult one.
That's a tough one. The second one, these actually just get harder and harder. The second one is, are you ready? This tough.
I'm ready.
There's no place like home. I mean, that's pretty. You really have to dig deep to find that one. Yeah.
That one you do.
You
definitely.
Really do. Be interested to see. And the third one is, may the force be with you. Now that's, I'll be really shocked if any forgets that, because I had to think way back to get that one. So we'll see.
Yeah, that's like from back in 1977.
Or 1877, maybe.
Maybe. It was a long time ago.
Okay, well, so those are our obscure movie quotes for the week.
Okay.
I make sounds.
So
I do that thing where I make sounds.
You do. You make sounds. Pup makes sounds.
Try making a sound.
Are I not making a sound right now?
You are,
you mean,
actually.
Like, you, a unique sound?
Yes, make a unique sound.
A unique sound. Pop! Oh, wait, that's one of your sounds.
I do that all the time.
Let's see. Oh, trrr.
Okay.
There we go. That's what raccoons say.
Is that what the raccoons say?
Well, those raccoons who can't talk. Yeah, the ones that can't talk.
That's true. You know, that's true. It's, okay, you heard it
yes.
here first. All you
Not
heard.
All of them are graced with speech like me.
Ah, yes.
Okay. I think it's time for our spot that we thought was never going to last. Because
yes.
we thought, surely the world can't be this stupid.
But it turns
but
out
it is this
is.
Stupid.
Okay. Yeah.
It really, really is. So it's time for That's Just Stupid.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Okay. So police are searching for a tiger stolen from northern Mexico. So these animals, like every week. No, this is actually from somebody's home. But okay. every week, like, animals seem to be escaping or being stolen from places all over the place.
Everywhere.
So,
like, at one point there was, like car chases, like the lawnmower and everything, and, like, stupid
yeah, now
car
it's,
chases, but now it's animals.
Now it's animals, like, disappearing and getting stolen and all kinds of stuff. So northern Mexico has developed such a habit of exotic animals and violence that people not only keep tigers as pets, they steal them. Prosecutors in the violent northern state of Sonora said Tuesday that they are searching for a full-grown Bengal tiger named Baluma. They said that the 5-year-old male tiger was stolen Monday from a home in the state capital, Hermosillo. They said the owners had the proper paperwork needed to keep the animal, and prosecutors distributed photos of the big cat resting in his cage alongside a dog, hoping that residents will phone the police if they see the tiger. Mexico has long had a problem with people keeping and occasionally losing control of large cats, which are sometimes found at drug traffickers' residences and are occasionally seen just wandering loose.
Okay. You know, I really like the thing about the picture with the dog. It's like, oh, yeah, I recognize that dog, so I'll just go ahead and call about the
right.
tiger. Like, what? Okay.
Okay.
Makes a lot of sense, yeah. Maybe it's actually for the purpose of, oh, I recognize that tiger. I'll call to bring the dog home.
Maybe. I hope the dog didn't get stolen, too. I mean, that's bad enough when you lose your tiger. Lose your pup. That's just terrible.
You don't want to lose a pup. It's like a package deal. You get the dog and the tiger.
Yeah. Yeah. So after the, you know, cocaine bear movie thing took off, there is a new movie coming out. Yes. So you haven't heard Cocaine Bear? So it's a kind of horror comedy movie that's been very popular recently. Like, it just came out, like, I think a couple weeks ago. And it's about a bear on cocaine terrorizing people. Yes. On the success of that movie, they've decided to make a new drug-fueled animal movie called Cocaine Shark. So it says another animal is set to go on a wild drug-fueled action in a movie of this year. Cocaine Shark is scheduled to arrive in theaters, fins and all, in July, following last month's release of the Elizabeth Banks credited Cocaine Bear, Entertainment Weekly reported.
But you know, I mean, they're just stealing ideas now, because didn't they have that on the that halftime show, the Tony Braxton or whatever, the Katy Perry halftime show? They already had the Cocaine Shark.
That was Left Shark, not Cocaine Shark.
Well, there's a reason it was Left Shark, maybe. I don't know.
Possibly cocaine could be. I mean, I don't want to get that shark in trouble. I mean, he may be a very, you know, a very straight shark and not doing the cocaine. But apparently this cocaine shark is focusing on a mafia drug lord's production of shark-derived stimulant before an explosion and a leak at a laboratory puts an army of mutated, bloodthirsty sharks on the loose, according to the film's IMDb summary.
This sounds kind of stupid, actually.
It does. This sounds dumber than Sharknado, but you know that people are going to watch it. And so, not to be outdone, real life has, of course, decided it's going to play the same trump card. And there's an exotic cat that tested positive for cocaine and is being cared for at the Cincinnati Zoo.
There is a theme going on here.
Yes. So animal control officials in Ohio may have sniffed out a real-life sequel to Cocaine Bear, this time concerning an exotic serval cat. Hamilton County dog wardens responded to reports in January of a leopard spotted in a tree in Oakley. So they went to remove the animal and bring it to Cincinnati Animal Care. Upon arrival, officials retrieved the animal from the tree and brought it to Cincinnati Animal Care, though it had suffered a broken leg in the process, according to Cleveland.com. Yeah, it's sad. DNA tests confirmed that the cat, whose name is Amory, was an exotic breed known as a serval. The community engagement manager for Cincinnati Animal Care, Ray Anderson, told the NBC News affiliate, "Our initial thought was that the cat was a hybrid F1 Savannah, which is legal to own in Ohio. But our expert was pretty certain that Amory was a serval, which is illegal to own," Anderson said. So serval cats are illegal to own in Ohio, but not in the neighboring states of Kentucky and Indiana, according to Cincinnati CBS affiliate WKRC-TV. However, a different test determined something unusual about Amory. The animal tested positive for cocaine, though exactly how remains a mystery.
Well, that's like the question, right? I mean,
yeah. So they're saying that we can't say how the animal got cocaine in its system. I don't know if it was environmental or experimental. Which, yeah, if that serval's experimenting with drugs, he's on a bad path. And
he's on a bad path.
Probably, yeah.
His parents
probably needs to go to rehab.
his parents did not raise him well. Too many poor life choices. I feel bad for the poor kitty.
I do too. But luckily, the serval has been receiving veterinary care in the Animal Health Center since it was brought here. He's doing well, and the next step will be for our Cat Ambassador Program team to work with him and determine if he's a good fit to be an ambassador animal. He will likely be behind the scenes for a while. I mean, because he's got a rehab, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it makes
sense, yeah. Cleveland.com reported that the cat's owner has been cooperating with officials and has not been charged.
Oh, good.
The investigation does remain open, and things could change depending on if more information surfaces. So that's my news of the stupid for this week.
You know, and there, the two things that actually stood out to me in that last kitty thing there was, in the beginning, you said that, oh, there was a leopard spotted in a tree in Oakley.
Yeah, well, you know, people are dumb. They don't know what animals are, and they just, oh, it's a big cat. It's a leopard.
And my first thought was like, oh, there's a spotted leopard in Oakley. Because I don't know. It works both ways.
No. Well, apparently servals can have spots as well. But they're not nearly as large as leopards usually are.
Are they as large as Bambi?
No. Bambi is, well, it depends. Are we talking baby Bambi or full-grown Bambi?
Let's go teenager Bambi.
Probably a little smaller still. A little smaller than teenage
makes
Bambi.
Makes sense that they hung out because Bambi, you know, being a teenager, there's some bad influence going on. And so maybe that's where
That's probably where he got the cocaine.
We're figuring it out now. We should call.
Yeah, because, you know, Bambi hung out with those, you know, those miscreants Thumper and Flower.
I mean, Thumper? Yeah, see, Thumper was the first one that came to my mind, too. I mean, and then Owl. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Bad news.
The second thing that stood out was, I don't know if stood out, but so there was the Cat Ambassador Program. They should have called it something like, even though it wouldn't have been a proper description of the thing, they should have called it a Cat Ambassador Training or something, because then the initials would be CAT.
Yeah.
But they missed by one
instead
letter.
Of CAP.
See,
by
yes,
one
they
letter.
Missed it.
Yeah. Okay. I think acronyms are hard for some people.
I think so too. Yeah. Do you know what else is hard for some people?
What is that?
Words that begin with the letter Q.
Yeah, Qs are difficult words.
I
mean, not for me, but for some people, I'm sure.
I am stupid. But you know what else is stupid? I have a joke.
Do you? Pray tell. Tell this joke. Oh, pup one.
Oh, pup. So, Mr. Rain, ask me if I have a joke.
Mr. Tabin, do you have a joke?
I do happen to have a joke. This is exciting. I hope you friends are still listening, because that way you can write in and let us know how stupid we are. So let me tell you a joke.
Oh, we're very stupid.
I would dare to be.
Dare to be stupid?
Yes.
I love to dare to be stupid.
One day a cop pulls a van over. And when he walks up to the window, he sees 10 penguins in the back. 10 penguins.
Okay. 10 penguins.
10 penguins. The cop says to the man that's driving the van, he says, are those your penguins? And the man says, why, yes, they are my pets. The cop says, well, you need to take them to the zoo right now. Apparently, the cop has issues with penguins for pets or something. I don't know. So the man.
I guess so.
The man agrees and drives off, so the man's apparently willing to obey the law, I guess. The next day, the cop pulls over the same van. He walks up to the window and sees the same 10 penguins, but now they're all wearing sunglasses. It's the same man driving the car, and so the cop says to the man...
Right, Mr. Popper, I'm guessing.
Huh?
Mr. Popper's Penguins?
Is that a thing?
It's a movie.
Oh!
It's a movie about a guy with
maybe
penguins.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's Mr. Popper.
Maybe it's Mr. Popper. So the cop says to Mr. Popper, I told you to take those penguins to the zoo. The man said, I did. Today we're going to the beach. Which is why they're wearing the sunglasses, of course.
Yeah, of course, because you got to wear sunglasses at the beach.
Got to wear sunglasses to the beach.
Actually, I've heard that one. That's a good joke. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, well, there it is. You did a good job in not... Anyway, That's my joke.
That was a good joke. So I think it is time for media.
What do you think?
So I have just been watching YouTube videos when I'm not editing the podcasts and producing the podcasts and doing all the podcasty stuff that I've had to do. I mean, I seriously don't know how Barely does it. It's really cutting into my goofing off time, being in charge of the show while he's gone. So yeah.
So in case I forget to say, because I wanted to remember to say, but in case I forget to say, thank you. So on all you furs, make sure to say thank you so much to Rain for taking over for Barely while he's gone and doing all the many, many things. And then when Barely gets back in a few weeks, I'll have another co-host next week. But when he gets back, all you furs, make sure to say thank you, Barely, for all the things you do. And then make sure to tell the Penguins to go tell Bambi to make good life choices, because you're influencing bad things upon things like leopards,
like servals, and things. Servals.
Servals.
Yeah.
And we can't have that. We can't have that.
No.
Stop hanging out with Thumper. Go to Sunny Creek Rehabilitation Service or something. And so, yeah, let's get on with media.
So, yeah, like I said, I haven't had a chance to watch anything but a few YouTube clips. I've been watching a very funny YouTuber who, well, actually he's a Twitch streamer as well, who I am almost 100% positive will be on the show in a couple of weeks. So that is going to be fun. I don't want to spoil it for anybody though.
Oh, we're good. So that's true. That's true. I know about this.
Yes.
Rain just told me just yesterday, I think, that he got...
This will be a spicy episode. So... Pup may have to cover his ears once in a while we're doing this interview.
I have a feeling I'm not even going to understand a third of these words or something like that. So we'll see what happens. So anyway, this particular fur, he is a YouTuber, Twitch streamer, all that good stuff. He puts out really great stuff. Won't share his name now. You're just going to have to wait. But hopefully, in several weeks, we'll have him on the show. So
we build up the excite.
Build up the excite. I wag for the excite. Do you furs wag? Yes, you do. We'll just say you do.
I do. Yes.
Well, so that's what you've been doing.
What have you been watching?
I have been watching at Grisco for Lunchies. They're on season 5.
Yes.
Really good. Have you seen at Grisco before?
I have actually not watched the cartoons, but I was a big fan of it back in the days when it was just a comic.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, because, you know, Agasuko looks like a little raccoon.
It's true. But they're on season 5, and I've been watching that, and it's really good.
I can't believe that. That seems like it's just started, like, a little while ago. I can't believe they're already on season 5.
Well, an episode's
I'm gonna have to catch up.
17 minutes or something, and so, I mean, you can just binge them and stuff. But it's really good. Oh, it continues to be good. I'm also watching the current season 26 of South Park for Lunchies. It's only one episode per week, though, because they're like just putting them out right now. But it's been proven to be a pretty good season so far. Have you seen any of the current season, Mr. Ring?
Of the current season? No, I have not.
There's some pretty good ones.
I've just been busy.
You don't have time. You've been busy. Well, I'm sure you've...
All my goofing off time is going away.
I know. Barely, you got to get back.
I know.
But there's, you know,
Raccoon we talked about
ChatGPT and stuff, and there's an episode about that, and there's some pretty good episodes.
Excellent.
We finished season 1 of that 90s show, which I think you've seen all of. Is that right?
I have seen all of that 70s show. I have not seen but a few minutes of a couple episodes of that 90s show. But what I have seen, I was very happy with, because Red and Kitty are the two funniest parents I think I have ever, like, seen on TV, and I love them to death because they remind me of my parents.
We're kind of opposite, because I've seen like one or two episodes at most of that 70s show, so now I'm watching that 90s show. But my hubby has seen all of that 70s show, so he gets all the, like, you know, references and all that stuff like that, whereas I don't get them. But I can see
all
how
the callbacks.
It would be like really cool and nostalgic for all you that have actually seen all of the 70s show.
Oh, yeah. The old school furs like me who were born in the 70s, that 70s show was just like stepping back in time. so reminded me of my childhood, and yeah, it's a great show.
Yep. And that 90s show has all these references to the 70s show, which of course I don't get, but I think any for that has seen all the 70s show would get. So I think
you'd like that 70s show.
That's what I hear. Hubby says we'll have to watch 70s show at some point because, well,
yeah, definitely.
Like you just said. So there's only one season right now and we finish it. It's really good. And but it does say more episodes are coming. So that's exciting.
Excellent. That's great.
We started and finished. So there's this show on Netflix called Boo Bitch.
You got to be careful how you say that.
So
say it too fast and it sounds like something else.
So yes, like Rain said, have you heard of this show? I'll just go on and say, have you heard of this show?
I have not. Now I'm going to have to look it up.
It's really good, actually. So they're calling it a limited season. So there's only one season. That season only has 8 episodes. And I'm really hoping they don't try and do more. I mean, I hope it's that thing where they just stop where they did. Because they did a nice ending. I can tell you what it's about because it's like in the plot, you know, when you read about it, it's a synopsis. Mm-hmm. But it's about two seniors in high school that, well, they're like no names, and then they want to end up being a name and stuff like that. And then
right.
someone dies and this goes crazy and stuff. But they shoved all this into 8 episodes. It's done really well. As I say, I think they ended the whole season like really good. They did a really good thing. And I think they're not doing any more. I hope they don't do any more because it's one of those things where if you try and do more, it's whatever you do with it, it's going to get worse. You could have like Patrick Stewart on the show and it's still going to be bad. That's how good, that's one of those things.
Yeah, some shows that have a really defined beginning and end are really nice because everything is contained and the author thought everything out. And then you get some idiot television producer who's like, that was a great show. Let's make more of it. And they screw it up money.
Yeah, and then they spoil. Yeah, it's like the original author had a vision, and they had a really good vision, and they did that. So that's great.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, what was that show? There was a show that was only one season. It had like 12 episodes. It's like called something like The President and Me or something. It had Neil Patrick, what's his name?
Harris?
Neil Patrick Harris, yes, in it. It also had a few other people. And it was a really good show. It was they said what they wanted to say, and it ended good, and they didn't do any more, and it's a good thing they didn't do any more. I got to remember the name of that. I'll put it on the past today for next week, trying to remember.
That would be a good thing to put in there.
Because you'll be here-ish next week.
I will be producing next week as well. So,
really cool guest host. Next week, we have a special guest host. I should probably make it a surprise, or should I tell him?
We can tell him, I think.
We can tell him. Okay, so next week's guest host, I think a lot of you furs that go to cons know a particular DJ. Usually the dance floor is totally hopping when this particular DJ's set comes on, and that DJ is DJ Rekka. Yes, you heard it from this pup. my co-host next week will be DJ Rekka, the one and only. So looking forward to talking with him about stuff. And hope you first check it out. Anyway.
Yes, it should be really cool.
Should be good.
Rekka is a really awesome fur.
He really is.
My first time DJing a big con was A&W. And Rekka was just so helpful and so amazing at helping me get set up and everything. So I really, really, really like Rekka.
I didn't expect. So I remember TFF one year, probably my first, second TFF. I don't know. I mean, I knew who Rekka was, but why would he know who I was? But I was walking around and stuff like that I do. And Rekka was sitting there with some people and some other furs. And I walked by and he says, "Hi, Tabin." It's like, how do you? It was so nice of him. And I talked to him for a little bit, and it was just really nice. So yeah, he's very nice.
He is a really down to earth, really fun fur to be around.
Very nice.
Yeah. Really so nice, very, all around, cool fur.
Looking forward to. So anyway, yes. So I watched that, and I also started House of the Dragon, and that's exciting.
Very cool. Yeah.
Have you seen any of that yet?
I have not. I haven't finished Game of Thrones yet.
What? I've only gotten to the first season of Game of Thrones. How far are you into
the episodes are so long.
They are.
One season.
Oh my. Yes. You've got a ways to go.
They're like little movies, and I just don't have time right now. There's other things that I like doing that kind of take me away from watching a lot of TV.
One of those things is producing and editing a podcast. Yes.
Well, I mean, even when I'm not like doing producing and editing stuff, helping behind the scenes and working on stuff with this podcast it's a lot of fun for me. And I'd sometimes rather do that than, you know, sit in front of the TV and watch TV for hours.
It's more productive that way too. Productive,
recommend. It is more productive. Yes.
So yeah, definitely. Yeah, I definitely recommend finish Game of Thrones first. But it's really good.
Oh yes.
Barely mentioned one point when he mentioned that he started watching on the show that it was like so much more violent than Game of Thrones. Me and my hubby are thinking it's maybe about the same level of violent, but maybe more like gory, I guess is a word.
First season of Game of Thrones was pretty freaking violent.
It's pretty violent.
You throw a little kid out of a window.
House of Dragons is pretty violent too, but I wouldn't say more violent, but like it's a little maybe more graphic or gory or something. I don't know. But there it is.
Okay.
Last week I mentioned, because the week before, Barely had mentioned the 10 top 10 furry games. And one of them was,
yes,
I'm going to pronounce it wrong. It's Abstius, I think. It's a furry card game played on the computer and stuff. Mm-hmm. And last week I mentioned that I wanted to try it and I hadn't started it yet. So now this week I say I started it, but really haven't played it much really. So I just wasted every first time by talking about that because I have nothing really to say about it. Other than the graphics are really good. Yeah. I've watched the little story a little bit, and graphics are really good, and it's really nice and furry.
But yeah, do monkeys go pop?
Monkeys do not go pop. They went pop after I watched part of the story and decided I wanted monkeys to go pop instead of learning more about the game that I didn't know yet.
But I love monkeys going pop. Monkeys go pop is one of my favorite things.
Yes. I'm so glad I could get you hooked on that, Rain.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like the cocaine that all these other animals are hooked on.
I know, right? You know, right. So for any
it's more wholesome.
If any of you... I don't know what happened. So I just invented a new vowel, I think. that I just put in the middle of a sentence.
That was a vowel movement.
I just did that. I didn't think I could have my own special vowel movement, but there it is. Oh, so for any of you first that don't know what we're talking about when we say monkeys go pop, we're playing. I got Rain into the game Bloons 6. It's an awesome, awesome tower defense game that is so fun. It's so fun and so cute.
It is very fun. If you haven't checked it out, check it out.
The little gay druid monkeys that wave at you and stuff. It's so cute.
Oh, yes.
And you can't.
Yes, they're all very cute little monkeys.
There is no fur that can tell me that the druid monkeys are not gay. I mean, they are the gayest.
Oh, they're totally gay.
They are so gay. Very gay. I mean, come on. It's very endearing in that respect.
I think the alchemist monkeys are kind of gay, too.
Let's see. I never thought about that. Let me think for a sec. I could see that.
They're a little gay.
I could see they're a little gay. Maybe when they're done going pop, they go to dinner and a movie, and then one of them drops the other off at their parents' house.
I could totally, totally see that.
Yeah, that was a flashback to my in the very beginning. Anyway, so that is my media for the week.
All righty. So you know what that means. Since we finished media.
What does that mean, Mr. Rain?
It means it's time for that spot that everybody waits for, the furries in the news. Drink from your puppy dish.
Vowel movement. What is even wrong with me? brain. What is wrong with me?
I don't know, but thanks for asking.
In. Oh, there's that vowel that I did. Good.
Yes.
I got it in there. In the park.
Park.
Oh my goodness.
The only article that I found for furries in the news this week is kind of another one of those, why are people doing these kind of stupid things? It should have almost been in the stupid news. But a threat forces a furry con attendees to flee the Ypsilanti Hotel, but the furries make the best of the situation.
Was this Motor City FurCon?
Yes, Motor City FurCon participants, many still in their fursuits, were forced to evacuate the Ann Arbor Marriott Ypsilanti at Eagle Crest sometime before 1 p.m. Friday after an anonymous threat, possibly a bomb, was made. Marriott confirmed with the Free Press that Ypsilanti Hotel received an anonymous threat which led to the hotel being cleared while the authorities worked to sweep the area. And once we're clear, we'll go back to all events. We'll resume. One of the evacuation witnesses was our very own friend of the show, Cassidy Civet.
Who I was just talking to earlier today.
Yes.
Wow.
Yay.
I'll have to tell her that we're shouting out.
Yes. Cassidy took to Twitter to describe how the hotel evacuation unfolded. And she said, just got to MCFC 2023, and literally during the middle of opening ceremonies, they received an email threat that said we had to evacuate the hotel. Ugh.
That's what Cassidy said. Yes. I'm gonna DM her right now and say we just mentioned you on the show. So hold that thought while I do this. Maybe you can hear me typing with my posies. Can you hear me?
I can hear you typing posies? With your posies, but I can always edit that out later.
Well, I was going to say, because the furs can hear me typing with my posies, and then they'll know that I'm actually typing too. Because my posies don't work really well, but let's see. I'm going to put the little microphone thingy down closer so that all you... Why am I even doing this? I am so stupid, but I'm going to make you listen to me type with my posies to Cassidy Civet right now. Okay, so let's see. Did I make it louder? Can you hear louder? Okay.
I can hear it, yes.
Oh, no, I don't want
to... And confirm he is typing to Cassidy.
Cassidy. Okay, so let me find Cassidy. Cassidy. That's not how you spell... I need to... Hold on. This is the exciting part of the program. Oh, there you are. Okay, so I say bark. We just mentioned... I can't spell with my posies. Mentioned you on the show, because in the furries, in the news section, we talked about the MCFC incident, and you were mentioned in the article with your Twitter post. So we are actually literally... I'm still doing this. We're recording. Are we still recording? Okay.
We are recording. Yes, we're still recording.
I'm almost done on you first. This is very important. So we are actually literally recording in the middle of the show, and furs can hear me type to you. So I wanted to give you that shout out, type out, the end, pugs. Okay, I did it. I just did it.
You know, this reminds me of a Weird Al song.
Oh, does it? Which one?
Yes, Tacky.
Oh, yep.
And keep dropping names constantly. That's what Kanye West keeps telling me.
Yes, I mean there are actually several things going on there. Exactly.
Yes, yes. Okay. Make sure you put your mic back where it was so that we don't have weird sound for the rest of the show.
Mikey.
There we go. That sounds better. Okie dokie. So that's all the news I have. Do you have any news?
My only phrase in the news is you first heard it here first. When I texted to Cassidy just now, and that is my news item for Furries in the News. Mm-hmm. I created it while we're there.
Good reporting, pup.
I do what I can. I do what I can.
So that leads us to upcoming events. You okay?
Hi. Oh, maybe I need to do my vowel movement. There, now I'm better.
So upcoming events. April 14th through the 16th of 2023, we have Furcation Land at the Holiday Inn, Portland, by the Bay in Portland, Maine.
That is the Maine,
not Portland, Oregon.
Not.
That's the main Portland, not the secondary Portland where we are. Then, also that same weekend, April 14th through the 16th, at the Alexis Park All Suite Resort in Las Vegas, Nevada, is Las Vegas FurCon.
Hi.
Hi. You're making me laugh.
How's it going, Rain? How are you doing?
I'm trying not to look at you because you're making me laugh.
Okay, so, all right, right. So back on, so Las Vegas FurCon.
The Las Vegas FurCon, April 14th through the 16th, 2023, at the Alexis Park All Suite Resort in Las Vegas, Nevada. And then May 11th through the 14th, 2023, at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis in Atlanta, Georgia, is Furry Weekend Atlanta 2023.
So I hear that's a really good con. I still haven't been yet, but I hear that's a really good one.
I heard it's really good, too. And Atlanta is kind of a fun town, so I would assume that would be really fun.
Nice.
Yes, I have been a couple of times, and I really like it. Then we have May 12th through the 14th of 2023 at the Crown Plaza Surfers Paradise, Oaks Gold Coast Hotel Surfers Paradise in Queensland, Australia.
That's a lot of words.
Furry Down Under. Yes. Well, it's Australia. They really have to like spice it up a little.
It's the koala bears, I tell you.
Yes, the koala bears. They like
them and Bambi.
Things.
Bambi. They're all in cahoots.
They are.
I mean, the poor Sergal had Serval had no chance. The Sergal didn't have a chance either. When it comes down to it,
Sergal didn't have a chance either because they were cheeseheads.
I know all the Pepperjack and the Havarti, and it was too Gouda for
Pepperjack
them.
Pepperjack and Havarti.
That was bad.
Too Gouda. So, getting back to what we were supposed to be on before we got so off the rails. May 19th through the 22nd, 2023, at the Castile de Brecht, Barlo, Netherlands, is Furry Weekend Holland. Oh. And then May 26th through the 28th, at the Crown Plaza, Columbus, North Worthington in Columbus, Ohio, is Anthrohio. And that is the list of upcoming events for the next couple of weeks from when you guys hear this.
I'm surprised you didn't say, because you and I, Rain, will not be at Anthrohio, because where will we be that weekend?
Oh, we will be at Verlandia in beautiful Portland, Oregon.
The other Portland, yes.
Yes, all you furries, if you want, not the main Portland, but the Oregon Portland.
The Oregon Portland. So all you furries, if you want to say hi to Rain and me and my hubby, we'll also be there. And Jacob will go. Definitely TB will be there. Jacob will go.
And TikTok will be there as well.
TikTok and Chitaro will be there.
Chitaro will also be there.
We'll have a good little group. I'll be doing my story time that I always do, and I'll be doing Taben Singh's Weird Al, which has actually gone pretty well the last several times I've done it. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
And then
I'll be assisting Taben with Taben Singh's Weird Al.
Definitely. Very excited.
And maybe DJing if I get a spot.
I'm hoping so, because shout out to Rain does some good DJing. So look for Rain Raccoon. Hopefully I'll get a spot. And this is still 4 months out, but just to let all you first know, just as of recently, this pup is officially now going to Denver in August in Denver, Colorado. So that's exciting. This will be the first time this pup has been to Denver. So really exciting to check that out. Hopefully doing some pup at the con.
Be careful, because Denver Airport always loses my luggage. So be careful.
Oh, my cow. I will be careful, pup. And we're going to try.
Keep Jacob and TB under your arms.
That's true. Don't want to lose them. I'm going to try and do a Pup at the Con. So little mini Pup at the Con talking to other furs to put little snippets onto the podcast. I tried to do that at TFF several weeks ago, but it's just so busy. Didn't get a chance to. So hopefully Denver and at Furlandia, we're going to do that too. So if you see us at either of the cons, hopefully we'll be able to talk to you and you'll be able to talk on the Pupcast, as it were. And there it
is. Definitely. I will be running around and possibly running around with Taben doing some interviews with furs. So you can meet both of us and have some fun chatting with us and all the listeners.
I was told recently by someone that puns are my superpower. So we'll just
go with that. Definitely.
Yay.
Definitely. And so let's exercise that superpower and let's do some jokes.
Okay.
Bop. So do you have your book?
Yes, I do have my book. So all you furs, I have this book called The Ultimate Dad Joke Book, 501 Hilarious Jokes and Puns, written by Hugh Mermy, which a few weeks ago barely pointed out to me, which I didn't get. Hugh Mermy. His name is Hugh Mermy.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
That's like one of Bart's jokes when he calls Moe's tavern. Is Seymour there? Seymour Butts?
And I'm looking for a Miss Hug and Kiss. Her first name is Amanda.
Amanda.
Hello? I need Amanda Hug and Kiss. Does anyone? I really need Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Yes. Hugh Mermy.
So I have this book, and I have not I just go to the next page in the book, and I have not previously read what the joke thingies are. Sometimes they're really bad, but it's not my fault, because I haven't read them before. So, the other hand, do you search out your own horrible jokes?
I did search out my own horrible jokes, and I will take responsibility for my actions. If you don't like these jokes, it's 100% on me, because these are jokes that I found hilarious and decided that I wanted to tell all you first.
Okay. Well, let's have at it. Tell us your first thing that we're going to maybe hate you for. I don't know.
Okay. So a woman in labor suddenly shouted, shouldn't, wouldn't, couldn't, didn't, can't. And the doctor said, don't worry. Those are just contractions.
I just got that. I just got that. I just got... Okay, good, good. Good, good, good. Hi. Earlier in the show, I was talking about that band with all the penguins in there, and it turns out that all the penguins, none of them can carry fish in their beaks. And this is like a true thing among penguins. And I found out why that penguins cannot carry fish in their beaks. Do you know why? Penguins cannot.
I do not know why they can't.
Well, I'll tell you why, because I messed that up. Because they can. They can.
Okay. So they can carry fish in their beaks.
So all you furs out there, if you thought there's a reason you can't, because I was building up to that, I was wrong. So now I'm going to tell you why they can carry fish in their
beaks. So yes, we apologize to all our penguin fur friends. And we understand that you actually can carry fishies in your beaks.
Your beaks. And do you know why they do carry fishies in their beaks?
Why do they carry fishies in their beaks?
Because they don't have any pockets.
That tracks. That
so push-up, push-up button, yeah. It's, yeah, that yeah, is... Yeah. That.
So, Taben.
Yes, Mr. Ring.
What sits at the bottom of the sea and twitches?
Patrick.
A nervous wreck.
To go along with Mr. Tyrannosaurus. Because the car. Yeah.
Rex.
Oh, I think we said this on the show before. Who knows which episode, so I'm going to say it again. Do you know what you get from fancy pampered cow?
Boiled milk?
Yes. Yes, you do. Okay. Oh, my God.
This is one that you might get because it's a mathy joke.
Oh, I'm excited.
Why don't calculus majors throw house parties?
Because they integrated their log into their exponential. I don't know.
No. Because you should never drink and derive.
Oh, Bob. Yes, I did know that.
I figured you had to have heard that one, but I thought it was funny.
I should not. And, well, by the way, for any, like, actual Mathyfers out there, if you're not a Mathyfer, you might not get this. But if you are, you might. And if you do, write in and let us know you got it. So let me ask you, Rain.
Yes.
What is purple and commutes?
What is purple and commutes?
An abelian grape. Now. That's not from my book. That's from this pup right here. If you don't know mathy things, that's not going to make any sense. But if you do know math things, you might be unhappy that you just heard that. I don't know.
Raccoon is confused because raccoon is not terribly great at math.
Well, so let me move on then and ask you. This is from the book, I haven't read this yet. So you can't blame me for this one. Why? It turns out that bees have sticky hair. Do you know why bees always have sticky hair?
I do not know why they have sticky hair.
It's because they always use honeycombs.
That tracks.
I like your little beep, beep, beep that you just did.
So here's another one that you'll probably find humorous that maybe the rest of the crowd won't. Why should the number 288 never be mentioned?
I'm just going to say I have no idea, but I really want to know why should the number 288 never be mentioned.
Because it's too gross.
Oh, it is. It's 144.
Yeah. Yes.
What do you call... I just read the punchline too, and I don't know if I get it. So you're going to have to help me with this one.
Okay.
Let's
try this out.
Actually, maybe I get it. Okay, so anyway, what do you call a deer with no eyes?
I don't know. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
No idea.
Oh, that was bad.
I'm just going to say let's move on. I don't even want to work on that.
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
Because he's very good at it.
No, because the pee is silent. Oh, it's so dumb.
And if he's doing it outside, maybe it's because he's using a canopy.
Maybe.
Oh, cow. Oh, I've said this before, but I want to say it again because I love it. I love it.
Okay, go for it.
What did the buffalo say to his son when he left for work?
Oh, I know this one. He said,
you know this one.
Bye, son.
He said, bye, son. Yeah. So, let me say, do you have any more?
I have one more.
Okay, you do one more, then
worthy
I'll do one
of
more,
our joke-a-thon.
Yes.
Sounds great. A man went to a seafood restaurant and asked for a lobster tail. The waitress smiled sweetly and said, once upon a time, there was this handsome lobster.
I see what you did there.
That's a subtle one. It's a slow burn.
Speaking of lobsters and no shellfish and things like that.
Oh, they're so shellfish.
Yeah, that's the actual joke. The joke was, why don't crabs... the joke was actually, why don't crabs ever... This was me trying to lead up to the joke without reading it first. And
oh my gosh.
It just so happens we actually accidentally said the joke. So the joke really goes, that's in the book, why don't crabs ever share their toys? Because they are shellfish. But we said it. So I'm going to go on and say, oh, we know that one too. We know that one too. Oh, my Lord.
These dad jokes are letting us down in this book.
Oh, my cow. Yes. What is the loudest pet? The absolute loudest pet?
I don't know.
A trumpet. And And we'll just call that a day right there.
Yes, I think we should before we lose all of our listeners.
All of them. All of them. Yes, and not only all of them, but Radisham, because all of them.
All of them, Radisham, rutabaga them.
Oof, that was tough. That was tough. That would be very rude to beg of them. Wow. Oh, my cow. What is going on?
I don't know. So would you like to do some trivia?
Let's do some trivia.
I have some trivia from the random trivia generator. So, let's see here. You might know this one because your honey loves trees.
He does.
And has
he
a really pot does. Problem.
He really does. He does have a pot yes. problem. Yes.
Yeah, and I can verify that he has a pot problem. There is pot all over. There is pot all over the household there. Yes.
Very, very lots.
So, trees develop crown shyness to avoid what?
Trees develop crown shyness?
Yes.
Okay, puppy logic. I'm going to say trees. I don't have to go to. Actually, I got it. I know why. Trees develop crown shyness because they don't want to rule the nation. Because they have crown shyness.
No. They develop crown shyness to avoid spreading disease. So first documented in scientific literature in the 1920s, crown shyness is a tree's way of keeping itself and other trees healthy.
See, you earned.
Yes. Who performed the song "The Power of Love" with his band in the movie Back to the Future?
Huey Lewis and the News.
That is 100% correct.
Oh my cow. I think that's the first time I've ever gotten any one of these correct.
It's very close to it, I think. I don't know, but very good job.
I'm proud of myself.
All right, I'm going to hit the randomizer. And let's see. Oh, okay. What Shakespeare play is often called the Scottish play?
The one with the broom. Because Scottish broom, No.
It's the one that actors don't say the name of because they're superstitious.
Little Red Riding Hood. Bambi. The 13th Hour. One more guess. Philip had a reindeer on his face. Is that the one? I'm sure that was the one.
No, it's Macbeth.
Oh.
You know, the Scottish play, Macbeth.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay. Carolyn Jones was best known for her role as what 1960s sitcom character? And I'll give you a hint. They're creepy and they're spooky. Mysterious and kooky.
And kooky. The Addams Family.
Yes.
But what's the actual question?
That's not
the actual
question. What part did she play?
Oh, her name
again is what? What part did Carolyn Jones play?
She was the daughter.
No.
No.
That is 100% wrong. Oh. She was Morticia Addams.
Oh, she was.
The lovely, beautiful Morticia. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. So let me hit the randomized button again. Let's see if we can't get some more trivias here. What is the fastest sense?
The fastest sense?
So you have five senses. Sight, so I can... sound, smell, taste, touch.
Well, I was going to say, so that means I can buy a gumball from the 70s because I have five senses.
Right. Sure.
Push a button. Yeah, okay. I feel better. I feel much better now. Okay, so which one is the fastest?
Yes.
I think hearing.
You are 100% correct.
I did it. Oh,
that is two, yes.
We should actually end on that while I'm ahead. Because that's probably like the best okay. I've ever done.
That is the best you've ever done. You got like 2 out of 5.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing.
That is really good. Wow. You're improving.
I don't even know how I knew those things.
So, like, Taben.
Hi.
Hey. So, Taben, we've done it again.
What did we do?
The podcast thing.
Oh, my cow.
The podcast thing.
Oh, my cow. And how was the podcast thing for you, Mr. Rain?
It was a lot of fun, like it always is. I really enjoy doing this podcast, and I hope that all our listeners do too. And I want to thank all of our listeners for joining us, and want to remind them that they can help us out by subscribing on our BFFT page on barelyforecasting.com. And they can also help us out by, you know, getting us a coffee or subscribing on Patreon or buying some of our merch too at Redbubble
or Bonfire,
which I don't recommend Bonfire. Bonfire is bad.
So Redbubble. Yeah.
They break all your stuff. Redbubble. Go for Redbubble. If you don't want your stuff broken, get it on Redbubble.
If you don't want your stuff broken, don't put it on the record. I'm not really sure what that means.
Yes, sure. I'm not sure what that means either. Okay.
If any of you first know what I just was talking about, please write in. Let me know. Let us know what I was just talking about.
Yes. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I have for tonight. Why don't you take us out? Because I kind of hear the music swelling in the background.
Music swelling, and so because of the nice romantic music, I take you out to dinner and then drop you off at your parents' house. And then before
they live all the way in Missouri.
Then I won't. I'll keep you here for a moment while I say thank you very much.
It's a long drive.
All you furs for hanging out with us. It's been a great time. There's been some CEUs. There's been some tears. There's been some laughs. There's been more tears than laughs. Mm. But, you know, that's what we do here. And so we're really happy that you participated in our travels in this journey together. Next week, hang out with us again when I talk to DJ Rekka as my co-host next week, and that'll be fun and great. Very fun and great. So again, I'm going to say thank you so much to Rains for all your hard work on the show, and Barely, I know you don't listen to this right now,
but of course,
for all your hard work and all the good stuff you do. All you friends out there, can't wait to hug you tight with posies to run a con sometime. And I'm just going to say, until next week, I bark at you next week. I say moo, bark, fluff, stay furry, bark, bark.
Moo, bark, fluff, my friends. Moo, bark, fluff.
Barely Furcasting is an Injured Nerves studio production and is found on all major podcast platforms or can be heard directly at barelyfurcasting.com. The opinions expressed here are those of the hosts and the guests, and no commercial compensation was granted. The Furcast is produced, recorded, and directed by Barely Normal, a.k.a. Mike Began, and is edited by Barely Normal and co-producer Rain Raccoon. This week's episode was produced, recorded, and edited by Rain Raccoon. Opening and closing theme music, as well as some interstitial music, was created for Injured Nerves Productions for the use on the podcast by our music associate Regday with Damian Tanuki. If you would like to hear more music by Regday, you can search for Tweezer Beak on Bandcamp or Hoop Loop Tunes on SoundCloud. Other interstitial and background music by Shane Ivers through SilvermanSound.com, Gator Tots on SoundCloud.com, and the YouTube Free Use Library. Social media presence is maintained by Ziggy the Meme Weasel. Transformation Station was created by Lux Operon and is produced, directed, and edited by Rain Raccoon. You can send us a message via email at barelyfurcasting@gmail.com or on our Telegram chat at BFFTChat, on Twitter, on our Facebook page, or on the barelyfurcasting.com webpage. The show is supported through subscriptions on barelyfurcasting.com, donations at ko-fi.com/barelyfurcasting, or through Patreon at patreon.com/barelyfurcasting. Thanks for listening. We hope you come back and listen next week.